بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنت أمشي مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حرة بالمدينة فاستقبلنا أحد فقال يا أبا ذر قلت لبيك يا رسول الله فقال ما يسرني أن عندي مثل أحد ما يسرني أن عندي مثل أحد هذا ذهبا تمضي علي ثلاثة أيام وعندي منه دينار إلا شيء أرصده لدين إلا أن أقول به في عباد الله هكذا وهكذا وهكذا عن يمينه وعن شماله ومن خلفه. In this lengthy hadith narrated by Abu Dharr رضي الله تعالى عنه, he says, I was walking with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in the very rocky part of Medina, where the field was full of, where the land was full of rocks. And as we were walking there, we came across Uhud. Uhud came in front of us, the Mount Uhud. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then called to me. He said, Abu Dharr. I said, Labbaik ya Rasulullah, I am present, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned to me, it does not please me to have so much of wealth in gold equivalent to Mount Uhud, and 3 days then passes by and I still have behind remaining 1 dinar. In other words, Rasulullah says, if I have so much of wealth equivalent to gold, or so much of gold equivalent to the Mount of Uhud, and 3 days goes past, and I still have just 1 dinar, 1 gold coin by me, except illa shayun, except that amount, arsuduhu lidairin, which I keep behind to pay off debts. So the only reason I would like to keep back some money is to clear off any debts that I have. And the second reason, illa an aqula bihi fi ibadallah, that I may then distribute this wealth that I have, this amount that I have saved amongst the servants of Allah, like this, like that, like that. In other words, Rasulullah showed with his hands, he pointed towards the right, towards the left, behind. In other words, the wealth that I have, if I do keep anything, it must be to pay off my debts and to distribute in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give in charity. ثم سارا, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked. فقال إن الأكثرين هم الأقلون يوم القيامة إلا من قال بالمال هكذا وهكذا وهكذا عن يمينه وعن شماله ومن خلفه وقليل ما هم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم then said, those who have abundant, they will be little on the day of Qiyamah. Meaning, those who have abundant wealth, they will have little reward on the day of Qiyamah, except that person who gave out his wealth in charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed by means of his hand showing to the right hand side, distributing people to the right, to the left, behind. Then he said, وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ, but there are very few who will do so. ثُمَّ قَالَ لِي, then he said to me, مَكَانَكَ لَا تَبْرَحْ حَتَّى آتِيَكَ, just sit here, don't move from your place. I'm going somewhere and I'm coming back. Until I don't return, don't move from your place. So مَنْ تَلَقَّ فِي سَوَادِ اللَّيْلِ حَتَّى تَوَارَى, Nabi Kareem then proceeded in the darkness of the night until he disappeared. Abu Dharr رضي الله عنه says, فَسَمِعْتُ صَوْتًا قَدْ إِرْتَفَعَ, I heard a sound and the sound was quite loud. فَتَخَوَّفْتُ أَنْ يَكُونَ أَحَدٌ عَرَضَ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, I feared perhaps somebody has attacked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and this is the sound that I'm hearing. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَهْتِيَهُ, and I wish to now go and see what's happening, go to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to help him, to assist him. فَذَكَرْتُ قَوْلَهُ, but then I remembered his advice and his command, his instruction, لَا تَبْرَحْ حَتَّى أَهْتِيَكَ, don't move from this place until I come back to you. So you must, this is the place you must be sitting in, don't move from here. فَلَمْ أَبْرَحْ حَتَّى أَتَانِي, so I remained sitting there until after some time Rasulullah then came to me. فَقُلْتُ لَقَدْ سَمِعْتُ صَوْتًا تَخَوَّفْتُ مِنْهُ فَذَكَرْتُ لَهُ, so I then mentioned to Rasulullah, I heard a very loud sound and I got afraid regarding you, something must have happened. Nabiya Kareem then said, وَهَلْ سَمِعْتَهُ, really did you hear that sound? قُلْتُ نَعَمْ, I said yes. قال ذاك جبريل أتاني, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there was Jibreel عليه الصلاة والسلام who came to me. ف فقال من مات من أمتك لا يشرك بالله شيئا دخل الجنة. That dead person who passes in your ummah, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without associating any partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he dies on iman, and he did not make any shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dakhal al-jannah, that person from your ummah will go into jannah. Qultu wa in zana wa in saraqa. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu then posed a question. He said, even if this man committed zina, and he stole somebody's money or wealth, even if he committed this sin, he'll still go to Jannah. قَالَ وَإِنْ زَنَا وَإِنْ سَرَقَ. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if he committed zina, even he may have stole, but still, because he has iman, ultimately he will go into Jannah, and Allah ta'ala will remove him from Jahannam. If he had to go into Jahannam for tathiru dhunub, for purifying himself from sins and cleansing himself, but ultimately, because he has iman, Allah Ta'ala will put him into Jannat. Muttafaqun alayhi wa hadha lafz al-Bukhari. This was mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So the important lessons we learn here is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is again explaining to us that this world is temporary. It's not going to be forever and ever that we have amassed so much of wealth and have such great and hopes and aspirations that 10 years time and 20 years time and so many years time, this I will do and that I will do and invest this. Yes, we mentioned very clearly a person should have sufficient amount and wealth to see to his needs and his family's needs and to see to his children. But the thing here is what is hoarding wealth, that is abhorred, and amassing wealth, except if the person is going to use that money to pay off his debts and also to give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This wealth that Allah has given us is rizq from Allah ta'ala. Throughout the Quran, Allah says, and give even the charity you are giving from the rozi that we have provided for you. So it is not your own effort, your own money. It is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have been encouraged to pay off our debts and to give charity, distribute our money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of our ability. Of course, the person doesn't give all his wealth and then he begins to stretch his hands for others. And the second important lesson that we heard in this narration of Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that those who have abundant wealth and who do not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, they have greed, they are consumed by dunya, then they will have little thawab in the hereafter. Why? Because then they will have to, you'll be taken to task for how they spend their wealth, how they attain their wealth, and in what avenues did they spend it. They did not spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were bakhil, they were misers. For all these things will be taken to task. And Nabi Kareem so mentioned, there are very few who really spend in the path of Allah ta'ala. And spending the path of Allah such that you feel the pain in your heart or the pinch in your heart that here I'm giving. A person could be very wealthy, he's a millionaire, and he just gives 100 and 200 rand. That is nothing. A person has to give that amount where he feels that he's really giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, he should be giving with the sincerity. And then Nabi Kareem so mentioned to him that remain in this place. So he followed the instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam then was met by Jibreel, who gave this glad tidings, and this glad tidings is for all of us, that if we die with iman and we do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will get Jannah. May Allah ta'ala give us a Jannah that Allah ta'ala has promised us. And Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala, he asked this question, what about the person who made zina and who stole? So in the eyes of Sahaba, these were heinous crimes, a person who makes zina, a person who steals, may Allah protect us from that. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, even though he may have committed a sin, then finally, Allah forbid, Allah protect us from Jahannam. If he had to go to Jahannam for cleansing of his sins, he will still get Jannat ultimately. And this is for this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, another narration, Abu Dharr radiallahu could not understand, and he repeated this question: "Wa in zina, wa in sadaqa?" Even if he made zina, he stole. Nabi Kareem finally tells him, "Ala raghmi anfi Abi Dharri." Abu Dharr, even if you're not too happy about this is the decision of Allah subhanahu wa taala. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa taala that Allah taala pardons this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who die with iman. Those who have iman, they have not associated any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dakhal al-jannah, they will get jannah. May Allah ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayah. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.